one of the big questions on this week's parasha.
Stop.
Put on like full blast.
One of the big questions in this week's parasha is why didn't Noach daven for his daughter? Rabbeinu Bachai and the Rishayim already get this kasha, and his loshen is v'kan haben shoyel. Here the child asks, kiven shoya Noach tzadik tomim. He was a perfect tzadik. So how come lama lo yispalo abnei doire v'yachzim lemutav? Why didn't he daven for them that they should do tshuva? Like we find Bavrom, he heard what was happening to Sodom. Right away, they were Rishoyim Gemurim. He was mispal for them. So why couldn't Noach be mispal? Says Rabbeinu Bachai, pshat is, because if there would have been ten tzaddikim in the door, he would have davened. Because then HaKadosh Baruch wouldn't have bought the marble. Because the world would be mekuyim with them. But since there weren't 10 tzaddikim in the world, there was no point in davening. Noach knew this, that the Kima Olam is dependent on 10 tzaddikim. The Rechaim HaKodesh wasn't so happy with that pshat, and he asked the same kasha. Why wasn't he Mevakish Rachmim for them? And he says, we see Avram daven for Sodom. And he says that Avram knew that his tefillah won't be answered. How did Avram know that? Because he saw by Noach. He didn't have 10 people, he didn't help. So here's, well, 10 people. You need at least 10 people. But how did Noach know that? Avram knew it from Noach, you need 10 people. But Noach didn't know that yet. So Rachaim HaKadosh says, Noach was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu there's going to be a mabul. He knew for sure there's going to be. So therefore he didn't daven. The Zoya and others refer to the mabul. The Novi already refers to the mabul as Mei Noach. It's a taina on Noach that he didn't daven. It's a taina on him. So it needs hesbah still why he didn't daven. The Kedushas Levi says a fascinating idea. The biggest problem you find in today's doyer, if you ask psychologists, they'll tell you it's a lack of self-esteem. Rabbi Abraham J. Twersky has written about 60 books. And somebody asked him once, how are you able to write 60 different books? You're so busy with many other things. He said, in truth, I wrote one book. I just put 60 different covers on it. All of them are about self-esteem. So people think self-esteem is something invented by the psychologists. You see, the Kedushas Levi writes about self-esteem. He says, why didn't Noach daven? He says, because he was a tzaddik gadol v'tomim. He was cotton be'ein of ma'oid. He was small in his own eyes. He didn't believe in himself. He didn't have emunah ba'atzmoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's going to listen to me. Who am I? He looked at himself as like everybody else in his dayar. If he gets saved, they'll all be saved. And that's why he didn't daven. And he's, with it, he says, Pshat in Rashi. Rashi says, Noach miktani emunah hayo. We asked him, my shir yesterday, that Noach miktani emunah, Rashi says, he was ma'amin ve'in ma'amin. He wasn't so sure the mabul would come. We discussed, what do you mean, he wasn't sure the mabul would come? 120 years he built a teva, and he wasn't sure it was going to come. So what's the pshat? He was ma'amin ve'in ma'amin. So the Kedushas Levi says, he teaches it, he was a miktani emunah means he was lacking in emunah in himself. He lacked emunah in himself. He didn't believe he had the koyach to be mevatel gzeira. That's what means ma'amin ve'in ma'amin. He didn't believe in himself enough because he himself would have been able to stop the gzeira. The Chasam Sefer though asks a very simple question. He asks, if you need 10 people to save the world, there was 10 people. Rashi makes a cheshbon of 9. But Rashi is leaving out one. Mr. Shelach. You'll tell me Mr. Shelach died. When did Mr. Shelach die? Right? When the mabul started. So for the 120 years there's going to be a mabul. Noach didn't know he was going to die before the mabul. He could have davened for those 120 years. Why wasn't he davening then? He didn't know when Mr. Shelach was dying. There were 10 people at the time. So he says, Rashi tells us that there was a difference. What was the difference between Noach and Avraham? V'sodekim hisharech Noach. Noach needed support from Hashem. He couldn't go on his own. Since he couldn't go on his own, he needed support from Hashem. The only way there was 10 is if you count the Ribbono Shel Olam as one of the 10. And Avraham said you could count the Ribbono Shel Olam as one of the 10. But that's only if you have tzaddikim who could support themselves. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is helping one of those tzaddikim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts together with that tzaddik. Then you only have 9. Noach wasn't a tzaddik enough to be counted on his own. You see, another taina on Noach is later on in the parasha. When Noach plants a vineyard, and all of a sudden then he gets changed his title. At the beginning of the parasha is called Noach Ish Tzaddik Tomim. He's perfect. By the end of the parasha is already called Ish Ha'adoma. Sounds like an Am Ha'oretz, a person of the land. Why does he lose this title? Why? Because the first thing he came out of the Teva is he planted a vineyard. That seems very harsh. It's called because he first did a vineyard. Because of that, he loses the title Ish Tzaddik Tomim. So Dubna Magd explains very interesting. He says a story. There was a person who had trouble making pranosim. Couldn't make pranosim. And he went to the Rebbe, and he asked him, what should he do? The Rebbe said, you don't have to worry. I'm giving you a bracha. The first thing you do when you leave here, you leave me, you go, you'll be matzliach. He's so excited, he comes home and he tells his wife what the Rebbe said. And the wife says to him, what, and you believe it? So he says, yeah, I believe it. Nah. So if you believe it, why don't you go and do something about it? So they start arguing, and they have such an argument, in the end, the mamash, they get divorced. And then he doesn't make a pranos at all. He comes back to the Rebbe, and he tells the Rebbe what happened. So the Rebbe says, tell me what happened when you left here. So he tells him, went back, and his wife's dying. He says, it's exactly what I told you. The first thing you do, you'll be successful. What was the first thing you did? You had an argument with your wife. You were very successful. You got divorced in the end. You could have used that opportunity. You should have used that opportunity to build your business then. Noach was told when he leaves the Teva, he knew then it's a new world order now. He knew now he's getting unbelievable Siyata Dishmaya. And you see this Siyata Dishmaya had. He planted a vineyard that day. What happened? The vines grew. The grapes grew. He was able to make wine in one day. The wine fermented the same day. He was able to get shikah the same day. So he had unbelievable Siyata Dishmaya he had with those grapevines. That Siyata Dishmaya he used to plant a vineyard, he should have used that Siyata Dishmaya to make a Beis HaMedrash, to learn Shas. He used the Siyata Dishmaya wrong like that. That's the time. That's not Ish Tzaddik Tomim. That's Ish Ha'adoma. Another simple pshat you could learn, though, what's the taina on him is? The taina is that to be called a tzaddik tomim, a person has to know to get his priorities right. In life, one of the most difficult things in life is for a person to get the priorities in order. Like you just saw now. Get your priorities in order. In life, we see people so many times think they're doing the right thing. They don't think clearly. They don't use their seichel. They go with their emotions. And if you can't get your priorities in order, you can't be a tzaddik. For instance, we're going to see in next week's parasha that shame, Malki Tzedek Shame, meets up with Avram. And he gives him a bracha to Avram. And then he says, Baruch Lekeleinu, and gives a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gave a bracha to Avram before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and because of that, he lost the kuna, Chazal say. His priorities were a whack. He gave Avram the bracha first. This happens kaseda in life. Here we had it with Noach. Noach made a wrong decision over here. What did he do? He went and made a vineyard first. Yeah, it's not a major thing, but it shows he can't get his priorities right. In this week's parasha, you see that. How difficult it is sometimes to get your priorities right. Just give you an example that I see sometimes in davening. I sometimes see a guy in davening that he says Perek Shira during Kaddish. Now, it's awesome to say Perek Shira during Kaddish. You're not allowed to say anything. Just like you can't talk during Kaddish. You can't say Tehillim during Kaddish. You'll see words. People saying Tehillim during Kaddish. You'll see people doing that. Right? You ever saw such a thing? They're in Kaddish. They want to finish their daily Tehillim. It's awesome to do that. I want to do that. They're doing the right thing, they think. They're not. They haven't got their priorities straight. It's a mistake. It's understandable. People, it's very difficult to get that exactly right. I want to show you how difficult it is in this week's parasha. There's a Ksav Sofer says that Noach's Doer, there was no Mabul in Noach's Doer at the beginning, because Noach was rebuking them. He gave them Musa. They weren't that bad at the beginning. There should be a Mabul. But what happened? Our parasha begins. He had three sons, Shem, Ham, Yofes. Oh, he has three sons. He hasn't got time anymore for his doyer. He stopped giving Musa for his doyer. Then they got really bad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Kates kol bosa ba'alafonai. I'm going to destroy the world. Noach's not doing the job. He's busy with his family. And because of that, he lost the title. We asked, at the beginning of the parasha, it's called Tzadik Tomim. Rashi asks, later on it's called plain Tzadik. Why did he lose the title Tomim? Says the Ksav Sofer, because he stopped rebuking his doyer. He's not rebuking his doyer, he's not giving the Musa, he's only Tzadik, not Tzadik Tomim. It was a tain on him. And he had to decide what to do, and he kept brought his kids before the doyer. Shmuel, on the other hand, it says the opposite. Shmuel's children didn't go in his way. Why not? Because he was busy with the tzibur. There, Shmuel with the tiny was the other way around. So you see how to weigh up who gets priority, how difficult it is. There's a fascinating Chasam Sofer, interesting idea. Concentrate and hear what he says in this week's parasha. He says, Kates kol bosa balafonai. A kasha, I'm sure he won't find anywhere else this kasha that he asks. He says, the Gemara tells us in Yevamos, Rabbi Kiva says, that a person can never get years added to his life. If you do well in life, you'll get the amount designated for you. You mess up, they'll take away years, but you don't get extra years. Tosfos asks a kasha. The Gemara says in Chagiga that there was a woman who the Malach HaMavis went to collect her, and by mistake he got the wrong name, the wrong one. He mixed up the names. Got to be very careful sometimes. Malach HaMavis got the wrong one. And he said, whoops, made a mistake. So he said, no problem. So he said, what do we do? We'll keep her. She's here already, we'll keep her. So what do we do with her extra years? She was supposed to live longer. So we'll give those years over to a tzaddik. Somebody else will get those years. So Tosfos asks, you see, you can get extra years, because they were giving those years to tzaddik. So how could Bekiva say you don't get extra years? Answers Tosfos, that you don't get new years. Those years were in the world already. You can't get extra years where weren't already in the world. These ones were already there. They're taken away from one person, you can give them to another person. So ask the Chasam Sofer this unbelievable kasha. The Chasam Sofer asks like this, that Noach's Doer were all Rishoyim. Obviously, they weren't designated to die then, because had they done tshuva, they would have lived. So there's years and years and years left. Noach was a tzaddik, what should happen? He should get their years. If so, asks the Chasam Sofer, Noach should be alive today still. If he would have got the years of his whole generation, he would have still been alive. So why didn't he get all those years? That's his kasha. So he says, shouting Tosfos, you can't get extra years. If they're in the world already, you can get them. Doesn't seem to make any sense that. Why would that be? So he says, everything in the world has a purpose. An ant has a purpose. A tree has a purpose. The land has a purpose. There's a tafkid, a tachlis, what they have to fulfill. The land's tachlis, the world's tachlis, is to be inhabited. If somebody dies early, the land, the world is losing out. It's not fulfilling its tachlis, because there was somebody supposed to be living on the land. They died early. So the land is going to complain, I'm not fulfilling my tachlis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no problem. We take the years of the Rasha, and we give those years to a tzaddik. So the years now get lived in this world, and the world is able to fulfill its tachlis. But what happened in the time of Noach? In the time of Noach is that the world itself, the earth became corrupt. They, instead of giving out barley, you gave out wheat. Since the earth was corrupt, and the earth itself had to get destroyed, so the earth hasn't got a schus to get those extra years. The tzaddik can only get the extra years if the world deserves them. Here, the earth didn't deserve them, so the tzaddik couldn't get the extra years. That's the Chasam Sofer. Something also which is absolutely amazing, is if you look in the Ein Yaakov, in the Gemara in Ksubas, on Daf Zion, and it says there, the Gemara there says, that why is a person's fingers shaped the way they are? So if you hear Lashon Hara, you can put your finger into your ear, not to hear Lashon Hara. Gemara in Ksubas. The Ein Yaakov, the Gaon Yaakov, the Gaon Yaakov in the Ein Yaakov asks, the Gaon Yaakov asks, why doesn't the Gemara ask, why is your head round? Why is your eyes oval shape? We could ask that about every part of your guf. Why does it only ask, why does your nose stick out? It only asks about why are the fingers shaped the way they are. Also, he says that if you look, a person has eyes, and you have a built-in cover of your eyes. You have a mouth, there's a built-in cover, although it's hard to notice sometimes. You have ears, your ears don't have a cover for the ears. How come the ears don't have a cover? So he says, at the time of Noach, the Medrash tells us, till then people's hands had like webbed hands, their fingers were closed together. HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated the fingers of a person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated the fingers, and they became the fingers the way we have them. The Gemara's kasha is like this. The Gemara is asking that how come B'shas Maisa Bereishis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create the fingers separately. Everything else was created. We don't ask why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the way he did. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do it. But the fingers weren't created separately at the time of creation. That's the Gemara's question. Why the fingers shaped the way they are means HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a change from Maisa Bereishis. The reason is to put the fingers in your ears. So what's Pshat in Maisa Bereishis? It wasn't like that. Pshat is like this. Because Adam Rishon was in Gan Eden. In Gan Eden, there's times you're not allowed to look. A person at times is not allowed to look at the Shekhinah. So you've got a cover on your eyes. A person is not allowed always to say praise of the Rabbani Shalom. You see a lot of Pa'omim and Ma'alois. Sometimes you give Ma'alois, sometimes you give praise, sometimes you don't give praise. There are times you can't give praise. So there was a cover in your mouth. But when Adam Rishon was in Gan Eden, everything you could hear. It didn't need an automatic cover on the ear. There was no built-in cover. But now Adam went into the world. And there started being Chet in the world. There started being Lashon Hara in the world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said now, oh, we've got to change things now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu now separated the fingers. So the Gemara asked, what changed? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu separate the fingers? Oh, because in case you hear Lashon Hara, to be able to put your fingers into your ears. No. Took me off a second.